the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very, very good. What have you brought us up this morning?
Well, we were thinking about what is the most, the stuff which is most rapidly seized in our shop.
Oh, okay.
And basically, over the last year or so, we've sort of figured out that the stuff which goes off the shelves the quickest is, weirdly enough, in 2019, the jazz stuff we have.
Oh, very exciting.
Do you think that that's because you bring some jazz up to BFM?
Maybe it is.
I think it is.
No, I don't know. I just think that it's something which it's kind of speaking to people these days.
Jazz never really goes away, does it?
Well, it does sometimes.
Sometimes
it's terrible. But not for the last few years.
And not this thing that you've brought us as well. What have we got here?
Well,
I'm just doing a headphone swap, in the studio here. It's all right.
So you might remember, some people might remember, that last year we brought up a record by Ebs, E-A-B-S, that was released on Tendelonious's 22A. And what it was like part 3.5 of the series that Ebs had been doing on Krzysztof Komeda, the Polish composer. You've heard,
but that would make sense of the spelling of the title of this track here, because I was
they are indeed
to work
from Poland.
Yeah,
yes.
Where that was coming from.
Well, probably one of the greatest ever Polish jazz guys, and there's been a lot. Don't get me wrong, Krzysztof Komeda. You would probably, most people would casually have heard him as being the composer of The Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, okay, right.
That guy. Anyway, so Ebs have moved on from looking at
Komeda. I'm going to hit this underneath as well.
Hit it. And they spent the last couple of years with Tendelonious now in the band, playing flute and soprano saxophone. And what they've done is, for this record here, Slavic Spirits.
Can you pronounce the title of the song? Or are you...
I'm not very Polish.
No.
In fact, I'm not Polish.
It's Przywitanie.
I think it's Przywitanie.
Okay, that sounds better.
Przywitanie. Szlunka.
Szlunka.
That was pretty good, Troy.
Yeah.
It was a guess.
It was better than mine, so... apologies to anybody who's actually Polish out there. We're trying our best.
So what this is an examination of the Polish national spirit. Not identity, but spirit.
Okay.
Now, Poland, of course, spent a section of the 20th century under Soviet rule. Mm. At that time, for a while, like Stalin was famously anti-jazz. And so jazz was banned, but... after a while, things relaxed a bit in Poland to where you got some quite avant jazz being recorded and produced and put out by the national record company.
I like this. This is real nice.
This is nice, yeah.
So, sorry, is this fresh or is it a reissue?
No, this is brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
They've made this in the last 2 years. This came out, I think, worldwide last week, but we only managed to get it in on Tuesday. So... but here it is, the new one now. It comes in four different versions.
It's got a nice cover. It's a nice sort of like peachy brown colour.
Dusty pink.
Yeah, dusty pink. That's a good word for it too. Slavic Spirits with a mountain, kind of a watercoloury mountain, and then a sort of big sun, I guess, maybe you'd say. It's a big circle, but it looks like the sun.
No, it's a sun, because this part of the album relates to that picture, and this being the sun worship part.
Oh.
The album, it comes with a... the box set version comes with a gigantic book, gigantic hardback book.
Very cool.
And it's about what inspired all of this record.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, this is nice.
And it says that...
that's one of the nice things when you buy a certain vinyl, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you get that sort of backstory in depth.
And you'll be wanting to hear about how it's the spirits being investigated. There's two demons from Slavic legend. And how that relates to Polish? Don't care at all, do you?
I'm just swept away by the music. I'm very interested in both. I mean, you can understand why it's a bit mesmerising in the background there, can't you?
I can understand. Yeah.
So what is the story of the demons, Troy?
Well, you can read it in the book.
Yeah. So you guys are selling the box set as well?
Yes, so we have the box set, the regular vinyl record. We also have the regular CD and the CD box set.
Oh, anything you could ever want. Now, did you say Kendall Lunes is playing the flute in this?
Flute and soprano sax.
Soprano sax, okay.
It's, he basically got asked to join the group, so...
Wow, that's cool.
Are you going to read out the names of the other people playing? No,
you're
not.
I thought you were going to say read out the other title tracks. I was like, that's going to be a bit of a mish. It's also going to be a little bit of a mish with the names.
You don't have to.
I think I can get Jacob Kurek.
Okay.
There we go. There's one that I can safely pronounce.
I can give it a go.
There's a lot. Okay. Marek Pedzivita?
I'm sure that's not how he says his name, but okay.
Markin Rak? Vojto Montur? I feel like I'm doing a terrible job here. Pavel Stachovic? Viak? Jacob Kurek? Got that one. Olaf Vega, Spisek Genego.
I think you're doing
well. And Tendelonius. No, right. Tendelonius. Friends aside, really.
Tendelonius is the only one who isn't from Wroclaw in Poland.
Okay.
Now, it's a bit of a cheat playing just this song because the whole record works in tandem with itself.
Okay, right.
So it is one of those ones that you're going to want it to get it and to have it hit you right, you've got to play the whole thing.
Is that Tendelonius coming there?
No.
No, not soprano enough.
No, that's a trumpet.
What made you select this song?
Oh, that is a trumpet.
What made you select this song off the album?
I'm not sure the exact reason. Mm. I wanted to select the very first one, which is like a weird communal improvisation, which has a bunch of other ambient noise in it. Now I thought that's not fair because that doesn't sort of capture what EABS to. We say EABS, they say EABS. It's EABS, Electroacoustic Bass Sessions. But the second one, Leshki, Woodland Spirit, that's a killer too.
This is really nice. This is good rainy day music, I reckon.
Mm.
So this one is out on Astigmatic Records. Astigmatic is also, of course, the name of the amazing record by Christoph Komeda. Came out in 66. If you've never heard it,
go check it out.
Better fix it. Can't buy it at the moment.
I'll do that.
But try it.
That'll be my homework tonight.
Right, also...
Should we move on
to
the
next
one?
What have we got next?
Now, also a brand new jazz is this new one here on Rare Noise from the Jamie Saft Quartet. Now, Jamie Saft is a... I guess was generally known as an organ player or a keyboard player.
Mm-hmm.
I say was because he's played piano in the last three records.
Okay. Wow, look at that beard.
I'm not down with beards, but
it's
okay.
It's a ZZ Top level
it's
beard.
Like more than half the length of the vinyl.
Yeah, his face is just the top tiny little bit and then it's just all beard.
Sorry, it just took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting.
I'm just not down with beards, man.
Okay.
Oh, this
down
is
with
nice.
This, jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is cool. Now, Jamie Saft, he's done some of the other stuff that he's done that I've got that is. He's like done stuff with great guitar players like Mary Halverson,
okay,
and Joe Morris. He's in this kind of heavy metal jazz combo called Slobber Pup.
Whoa, what a name!
There's a whole heap of like more of the avant stuff that he's done. One of them being the Record Store Day issue this year of him with Marshall Allen and Roswell Rudd and Trevor Dunn. This one
nice.
Here, as a quartet, you will hear the reeds player on that is, in fact, Dave Liebman. Now, Dave Liebman played with Miles in the early 70s.
Ah.
Since then, he's become like a notable elder statesman.
An elder statesman of the tenor and soprano saxophone.
Yeah.
And flute.
And flute. The drummer on this record is Hamid Drake, an amazing drummer, mostly known in sort of that downtown avant sort of world. People like William Parker, Hamid plays with a lot. But this, as you can hear, is along the kind of spiritual jazz lines, not Slavic spirits,
mm-hmm.
but
different
spiritual
kind of
stuff. Like this one here is particularly sort of along an Alice Coltrane sort of vibe.
Yeah, I was going to say there is definitely an Alice Coltrane sound to this.
Now, that's not the sound of the whole record. It is all kind of spiritual stuff, which is kind of weird coming from someone like Jamie Saft, I think, but...
So he's not necessarily played like this before?
I would say he has not really played
okay.
like this before, no.
I like the font that they've used is kind of almost like the Star Wars thing. It's hidden corners and it's slanting backwards, like it's going to be sliding down the screen towards you.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, that is what it's called, hidden corners.
So that's him on the keys there.
Yeah. So no organ, no synthesizer on this one, just piano, acoustic piano.
It sounds really nice. Oh, sparkly, tinkly. This is all very good rainy weather music this morning, Troy. You've played it well for the season.
I planned the weather today.
There we go.
You can thank me for it.
So I'm presuming he's out of America, is he?
He is. Jamie lives in upstate New York.
Okay.
And he's played with a few good friends of mine, but I've never met him.
The tracks on this, the track names, they do give that kind of spiritual idea as well. We've got Positive Way, Seven Are Double, Yesternight, which is what we're listening to right now.
I like that name.
Yeah,
Yesternight.
Yeah. 231 Gates, Turn It Every Moment, Hidden Corners, which is also the name of the album, The Anteroom, and Landrace.
Yeah. Now, there's you can look up interviews with Jamie where he talks about the inspiration behind this album, and a lot of it comes, weirdly enough, from Jewish spirituality.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Can you tell us who the bass player is?
Oh, can I tell us? I thought you said, can you tell? I was like, no. That is Bradley Christopher Jones.
Yes. And now he's the only one who's played on the last couple of Jamie records.
Okay, right. So he's a bit of a carryover.
And there he is now.
Troy's covering his beard.
Not mine, I don't know.
Not Troy's beard, Jamie's beard. It is a very luscious beard. You could plait that.
Oh, God. You could shave it as well.
Leave him alone. This is really nice. So this is the Jamie Saft Quartet.
Yep, Hidden Corners is named the album. Rare Noise out of London have put this out.
Is this on the shelf already? Or
yes.
Nice, so people can go straight after the show.
But like I said, these are the things which sell quickest in our shop. So
you want to make sure you get in there.
Now, let's move to the third thing. And the third thing, we go back 59 years.
Ooh, la la.
Now, hit it. Didn't mean quite like that, but okay.
I take it very literally, Troy.
So, 80 years... the 80-year anniversary of Blue Note is this year. Now, Blue Note, I think I've mentioned this before, are doing two different reissue series. One, the Tone Poet series, which is kind of audiophile sort of level stuff.
Yep.
And the other, which is the Blue Note 80 series, which is, you know, the mid-range, the cheaper, slightly cheaper, but they ain't skimped. They've it's all analog, original tapes. Kevin Gray at Coherence,
nice.
I think, has mastered it. Is it Kevin? Yes, it is. And they've released six now in total.
Okay.
This being one of them. Now, this record here came out in... Well, it was actually recorded 59 years and a week ago. How's that?
Oh.
And a week.
This was the Blue Note debut of Freddie Hubbard, the great trumpet player Freddie Hubbard. Open Sesame was the name of the record, and Open Sesame is the name of this tune, written by the mostly forgotten sax player Tina Brooks. Tina was a man. He was small. Teeny Tina. And this
you've
record,
got to really own a name like that, I reckon. If it's going to get given to you, you just have to commit to it, don't you?
I think you're right. So this here, obviously, you can tell that it's if someone said to you, imagine the sound of Blue Note, you're immediately going to think of this sort of hard bop. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder. Astonishing assemblage of musicians. Who else we got here? Clifford Jarvis, who was 19 at the time, playing drums.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Freddie was only 21 or 22 on this.
Gosh.
McCoy Tyner on piano prior to joining John Coltrane Quartet.
Sam Jones.
Sam Jones
on piano.
The great Jones Brothers out of Detroit.
This was made in Germany. There's a little sticker on the back there.
That's the other thing they haven't skimped on. These records are pressed to optimum in Germany. A very, very nice pressing plant.
Now, that's just where Jeffrey was on his trip, is that right?
Or
is
it... He wasn't at optimal, but he was at a bunch of different pressing plants.
All around the Northern Hemisphere?
Yep. So this record here, Freddie Hubbard, is interesting because even though I said, like, you listen to this, you know, the Blue Note hard bop, right?
Yeah.
By the 70s, Freddie had become kind of a smooth jazz commercial guy, but you have to remember that this is the only musician who played on both Ornette Coleman's Free Jazz and John Coltrane's Ascension.
That's interesting. Okay. So he's kind of got two hats that he can put on.
Well, more than two.
Yeah.
I mean, after he recorded for Blue Note, Freddie recorded for Impulse, then CTI, mm-hmm. then Columbia, Pablo, Elektra, like right through. He sort of covered a lot of bases.
I'm really enjoying this. It's got a nice cover as well. I'm presuming that is Freddie Hubbard on the front.
That's Freddie. Now,
very dappy young man.
And a pretty nice Reed Miles cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
It's quite a classic Blue Note looking cover.
It totally is. Right here is Tina Brooks. A week after this was recorded, the amazing record that Freddie played on as well, Tina Brooks' True Blue, was recorded. The only one released in Tina's lifetime. But he was great. Should I tell you the other two Blue Note 80s come out this week?
Hit us, Troy.
The other two Blue Note 80s this week are introducing Johnny Griffin, or Chicago Calling, from 58, which is a killer, killer, killer record.
Mm-hmm.
And also the debut album from Grant Green. Grant's first stand. You know Grant Green, the guitar player?
Yeah, that's very cool.
And that's a sort of an organ trio record, guitar, organ, drums.
Nice.
So that's a good one. But we grabbed Freddie's Open Sesame because not only is it, like, this is part of sort of the Blue Note debuts. They're,
mm-hmm.
they're like, you know, each of the parts of the 80 series has a focus. This is Blue Note debuts, these three.
Right.
This is not only a debut of Freddie Hubbard, but of course of Tina Brooks.
So. It's got a very charismatic sound. I'm really drawn in by this. I like this one a lot. So what year is this album from again?
1960.
60, okay.
Yep.
This is great. So this is Freddie Hubbard, Open Sesame.
Yep, title track.
Title track. It's out on Blue Note.
Yep, Blue Note 80 series.
This one will fly off quite quickly, I reckon.
In fact, all these 80s and the Tone Poet ones we get in just sell almost the minute we get them. So
don't sleep on that.
No.
Yep, I hustled down quite quickly last week to get that Keith Haring compilation that you brought in. Yep, I enjoy that one.
Did you like all the notes and everything that went
with
it?
Yeah, the notes inside it are really good. The liner notes, they're really, yeah.
How about the 7-inch?
That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Well, thank you, Troy. This is lovely. We could listen to this jazz all day, I reckon.
Why don't you?
So head along to Southbound and get them out. Remind us of the titles.
Okay. Open Sesame by Freddie Hubbard, which you're still hearing now. The Jamie Saft Quartet, Hidden Corners. New Jamie Saft, and Ebs, Slavic Spirits. These three are so essential that...
Might as well go in and get them all, eh?
I already did, yes.
You already did.
Yeah.
Troy's already got these ones in his record collection. So hurry on quick up to Southbound for rainy day music.
Will we see you again this week up there?
You probably will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.